Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Goddess Glow Up Podcast. This podcast is for badasses, and I am badass number one, your host, Mo the Goddess. How are y'all doing? Dang, I know it's been so long since the last time I recorded a podcast. And every time I record a podcast, I say the same old thing. That same old thing is, I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna start recording more podcasts. I'm gonna be more consistent. I'm gonna be more motivated. The whole nine yards. And here we are again. How many months has it been? August, September, October. 3 months later, here I am again recording a new episode for you. But I have to tell you, I'm really excited about this episode. Although, to be perfectly honest with you, it's taken me about 10 takes to record it. Trying to make it all perfect. And I think that's where a lot of the anxiety comes in too. Like, it has to be perfect, so I don't necessarily follow through with it, you know? I don't have the perfect podcast mic. I don't have the perfect setting, this, that, and the other. And I kind of wind up allowing that to determine whether or not I am going to be productive when it comes to recording a podcast or anything else. And so this is about the 10th take, and that's what I want to talk to you about. We are less than 60 days before we enter into the year of 2023. And so many of us have gotten distracted. We've fallen off. We've lost our motivation. We are inconsistent with everything that we said that we were going to do at the beginning of the year. And every year, I notice so many people go through that. We have these New Year's resolutions. We make all these wonderful plans. And then when it comes time to do the work, we fall off. So the reason why I wanted to record this podcast, for one, we're entering into that new year, and I want to help you to avoid making that same mistake in allowing your goals, your dreams, and all the ambition and inspiration that you have at the beginning of the year just fall by the wayside. Now, as you heard, I am guilty of this. I am very guilty of this. But today I was sitting here and just kind of reflecting on my life and reflecting on the new direction that I want my life to go in. Usually I do that when there is a new year that's coming in, and I do that around my birthday. I just had a birthday, October 3rd. So I did some thinking about, you know, what I want to do at the age of 52. What is the next thing that I want to do? While there are so many people who are stuck in this perpetual way of growing old, you know, from generation to generation to generation, you know, watching mama, watching grandmama just sit around and wait until retirement or wait until the perfect time to start living, and never do anything with their lives. So I don't know if I even said that correctly. I don't know if I said that correctly, but the whole point that I'm trying to make is I'm a different grandmother. I'm a different 52-year-old woman than my grandmother and my mother were. And with that being said, I still have, and not to say that my grandmother and my mother did not have hopes and dreams and desires at the age of 52, but I don't believe that they completely and fully allowed themselves or gave themselves permission to tackle a lot of their goals and their dreams and their desires. I don't believe that they actually believed that they could do it. So I want to change the narrative, you guys. I want to change the conversation around aging, being sexy, being healthy, being innovative, being creative, and quite frankly, starting over. So often we are encouraged to just stay the same, because if you stay the same, you stay in the same living space, you stay driving the same car, that's going to save you money, it's going to save you time, and you're supposed to be settling in to where you are at this particular age, right? That's what we've learned, that's what we were taught. Being the same means that you're stable. And actually taking a chance to do something outside the box means you're a little bit crazy. Like, girl, you crazy. I can't believe you doing that. If I was you, I couldn't do that. But I need to have this and I need to have that. And the way that I do it and the way my mama told me and this is how I was raised. You know, we get so stuck being stuck in the old way. So as I was reflecting on my life today, I was like, you know what? I just want to create a whole new personal brand. What I normally do is go online. You know, my platform, my businesses have been built online. I spend a lot of time online on different platforms, and I have been known for particular things, you know, that I do, that I talk about, the way that I look. You know, I have my own brand, and I don't think that I have fully and completely owned that term, my own personal brand. So when I talk about personal brand with a lot of women, they can't even see themselves as a brand. They think, oh, I need to have a lot of followers. Nobody knows me. I don't even get on social media like that. You don't think of yourself as a brand. And let me just tell you something. You don't necessarily have to know a lot of people, have a lot of followers, or anything like that, because whatever people in your family even think about you, what are you known for? What do your friends know you for? That's your brand. So when I was reflecting on my life today, I was like, okay, people know me for fitness. They know me for my glowing skin. Okay, let's talk about fitness. I'm gonna give you the whole umbrella. Maybe not the way that I'm thinking of it. Maybe I'm like, you know, I would try my best to stay focused where you can understand. So they think about me, first of all, the fact that I'm 52. That's a whole niche by itself. Dealing with people over the age of 50 who are starting over, okay? So that's number one. And I just added the who are starting over part, because I don't feel like I'm necessarily starting over. I just want to bump it up a notch. So I'm 52 years old. I am known for fitness. Although I haven't competed in any bodybuilding show in over almost 10 years, I have been trained as hard as I normally do. My body no longer looks the way that it did when I was training hard every day, sometimes twice a day. But still in all, I have a canvas of a fit body. So people know me for fitness. People know me for having glowing and beautiful skin. that was how I was able to build my personal product of skincare, body scrubs, oils, and body butters. Because if someone can look at me, if I'm known for good skin, most people, when you're a brand, they're going to want to use what you're using. The best way to capitalize on that is to create products that you actually use. Because if people are looking at your skin and going, wow, she got some beautiful skin. I wish my skin looked like that. I want to use, or people reaching out, what's your skincare regimen? The best thing for you to do is to have the products to say, this is what I'm using. So not only are you your best billboard and marketer, but you also are able to sell the product to the person that's continually asking about your skincare routine or complimenting you on your skin. So people know me for fitness. They know me for skincare or healthy skin. They know me for, eating the proper foods and diet. Why not create a product? I created my juice line, my detox juice line, based on the way that I eat and the things that I put in my body. Also supplements. So these are all things that are important to my own personal brand. The things that are important to me. Fitness, especially at the age of 52. Making sure my skin looks good and healthy and I'm feeling good. So all these products are just pretty much branches to the tree of who I am. Also, confidence. A lot of women look at me and they go, oh my goodness, you're so confident. You're so comfortable in your own skin. That's how I was able to create a coaching course and courses to help women also become confident. And it all boils around health and fitness. So I am known for health and fitness, for wellness. People know me for traveling abroad alone. Also, ebooks, courses, how you can travel alone also and be confident. So I'm using myself as an example because these are all branches to who I am. These are all things that I'm known for that are monetizable. And when I was sitting here thinking about my own personal brand today and how to take it up a notch. And I forgot to add one part. Another thing that people know me for is being very sexy, you know, and being confident, being sexy, and taking these boudoir photos. So that's another aspect and element of myself. So as I was sitting here today and I was reflecting, I'm like, okay, how can we take everything that I am actually known for and creating a personal brand behind it? So while I'm on the journey to create and build up my own personal brand and to create these products and to create these systems that I follow so that I'm able to help others follow those systems who see me as a brand, then what that's going to do is help me to continue to work for myself. It's going to help me to continue to create and hopefully get into a space where I'm not actually the one who is doing all this creation, but I'm able to position myself to where I can hire someone to make those products. I can hire someone to ship out, you know, the merchandise that's going to be connected to me while I just show up and look beautiful on my photos in my marketing. and with my clients, teaching you how to do the same thing. So that is where my head is at, you guys, and I wanted to share that with you because, you know, I sat for a long time and I was like, how am I gonna tell my audience the direction that I'm going in? Because what happens is, oftentimes we are embarrassed also from starting from the bottom. They're gonna see me start from the bottom. I don't have this, I don't have that, I look like this, I don't look like that. They're gonna say this. And that deters us from getting out there and doing what it takes also. So it's no different for me. It is no different for me, but I have known and know the process to work. Consistency, getting out there, taking action, having a healthy mindset, making sure you're eating healthy foods, you're getting rest, you are planning, you're being intentional with every move that you are making is important to building your personal brand. You are no longer going on social media just for a personal account. Now you become your business. So you have to make sure that your business has a business model that you stick to, you abide by, and that you're consistent with. So what is your slogan? You know what I'm saying? So now I want to create a slogan. Like Nike has the slogan, just do it. What is my slogan? My slogan has always been be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. That is my slogan. So honestly, there's no need for me to change that because I believe that's who I am. I am fit, I am fierce, and I am fabulous. So as long as I'm sticking to that slogan and I'm sticking to that business model where I'm showing up fabulous all the time, I'm either teaching, talking, or being fit. I am teaching, talking, or being fierce. Fierce to me is being able to hop on a plane and traveling abroad and take a 2.5 year retreat alone to reflect, to grow, to allow myself to be well without stress, to really rely on myself. You know, I was thinking today, you guys, and it's almost embarrassing to say, but this is really my truth. I was sitting here. And I have, if you guys subscribe to my I Am Goddess TV YouTube channel, then you know that I have really been having some challenges with being here in Thailand. I left Bali, Indonesia about 2 weeks ago to come to Thailand just to have a different, you know, pace, be in a different place. To break up the monotony, and it's been such a challenge. But I was sitting here today and I was thinking how, you know, as I'm walking down the street and these men are saying certain things under their breath, and pointing and laughing and whispering, you know, it really makes me feel some type of way. It's almost a trigger taking me back to my childhood. So after I did my walk today and I'm just sitting here on the bed, what came to mind is I have never, for as long as I can remember, had a man to protect me. Never. I have never had a man to protect me. And now, as I was thinking hard, I was like, is that really true? Let me think hard on this. Let me think hard. Let me pull out somebody. And quite honestly, I have never I didn't grow up with my own biological father. My brother's father was abusive to me. My mother's second husband was very inappropriate. I grew up with mostly older uncles. They always, you know, hit on me, even though they call themselves teaching me how to be tough, punching me, you know, never really protective, but more like, I don't know, hazing me, you know what I'm saying? The relationships that I was in were abusive relationships. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, I don't know why this came up, but I have never had a man to protect me. I've always been the protector. I was the woman that had two sons that I raised by myself and, you know, tried to teach them how to be men, even though I know that's impossible, but, you know, being tough, being strong. And here I am traveling solo, living solo for so many years. And I've always been the protector of myself. So I don't know how I ended up on this conversation or with this thought, but I just want to say, you know, that creates someone who is fierce. And a lot of people look at that and they go, oh my gosh, she's so fierce. Oh, she's so courageous. She's so this, that, and the other. But they don't see what you have. They don't see the process that got you there. They don't see all the work, the pain, all the sleepless nights that you had to go through to get there. So I guess my point is, I'm going to take you with me so you can see how that is done. And also for you to know that it's possible for you. And that's my new direction. My new direction is building a community. There is almost 8 million people in the world. And if I have to niche down to women who are my age, who are ready to start over and live a sexy, fit, fierce, and fabulous life, there are women out there. When I was on YouTube looking for 50 plus women who are fit, there was maybe one or two women of color. And quite honestly, for me, I want to be inspired by someone who looks like me, you know? And the videos that I did see were from years ago. And I'm like, you know, I need to be that person that inspires me. That person that I look for when I go online and I don't see them there. I need to be that person. So that's me feeling a void, a niche, a need for other women out there. So that's why it was so important for me to create this podcast. I know I was all over the place. I didn't take any notes. I didn't, you know, this is all off the dome. And I just want you to be able to remember. I mean, I just hope. See, now this is the point where I would push the stop and start over. I just hope that I was able to remember everything that I wanted to share with you guys and that you understood. What I do want to do though, and what my promise is, not only to you, but to myself, is to become more structured with everything. Because, you know, I've done it like this forever. Where I just come and I just go off the dome. Sometimes that works, but if you're trying to get a point across, it doesn't work every time. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's my style. But I want my style to be effective now. I don't want to do things willy-nilly now. I don't want to just throw YouTube videos up that don't matter. You know, it's just, you know, I want to have a particular structure and I want to speak directly to the people who are looking for me. So that is why I was excited to share this. I'm not asking for permission. I am serving notice that Mo the Goddess is building her personal brand. And part of my personal brand is helping you to build yours. So if you know someone who is ready to start their life over, you know, and throw caution to the wind and step out there and let their wild oats sow their wild oats and begin to create a package within themselves for what they are known for and what they want to be known for. Maybe you don't feel like you're known for too much of anything. Well, let's create that, because sometimes we are so deep into who we are that we don't realize the fabulous characteristics that we carry, and we don't even stop to think about what it is that people always compliment us on. What are we the ones getting called in the middle of the night for? You know, sometimes we're just that person in the family that everybody calls. What do they call on you for? Let's begin to create, carve out, and become a personal brand of that, because trust me, there is somebody out there who is looking for what you possess already so easily. Not only are they looking for it, but it is time for you to begin to look at yourself as a business and to monetize yourself. And I know so many women be so ashamed, like, oh my goodness, I don't want to. I don't want them to know what I'm doing. Well, that's the only way you're going to be able to be successful at anything, is to let people know what you're doing and be confident in that, and understand that the old you must die in order for you to get to the new you. And yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. So hopefully something in this podcast resonated for you, and you'll not only be with me along my journey, but you'll begin to see the importance of you starting your own. And if that person is you, I would love to hear from you. Hit me up on the email. You can email me at mothegoddess@gmail.com. Let's keep our connection. And let's create something. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye, y'all.